people of the world, let's get together.
Hello and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. This is your host, Anthony Benny, and we are excited to have a very unique perspective on healing and energy being presented today by our special guest, and we've actually slotted out the entire program for Tom Palladino. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you for the invite. Great to be here.
Well, it's our distinct pleasure and privilege to have you, Tom. And what I want to do is to, you know, give a really quick, you know, synopsis of what Tom does. Tom is a scalar energy healer, and that's S-C-A-L-A-R. And that involves the use of light and light energy and transmission of really of messages through through a non-physical means and creating change in bodies through healing remotely. So it's a very complex and fascinating process, and a lot of it stems from, am I correct to say, from the work of Nikola Tesla?
Exactly, the master himself, Nikola Tesla.
The physicist, the man who created modern civilization as we know it, pretty much, and our entire electrical system and everything that we count on every day, he's the guy that did it. So tell us, how does one become a scalar energy healer, Tom? Where is your journey? How did you get here?
Well, as you cited, a lot of what I understand about scalar energy really serves to call to mind Nikola Tesla, the great inventor, discoverer, theorist Nikola Tesla, and what he achieved over 100 years ago. So in many ways, I'm following in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla. I am trying to prove to the world that there is indeed another form of energy. Electricity and magnetism are indeed one form of energy, but Tesla concluded, and I concur, that there is a second type of energy. It's scalar energy. Well, many people understand scalar energy under different terms, such terms as chi, prana, zero-point energy, ether, pyramid energy. Those terms are all synonymous with scalar energy. And in the capacity for helping people as far as their health, as far as healing people, scalar energy as a fundamental force in nature allows me to either assemble or disassemble matter. Well, in specific regarding health, I am able to disassemble pathogens, germs. So with this healing modality that I'm using, I do indeed have scalar energy instruments. I'm able to break apart to disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi. Well, if I can do that, and if I can do that painlessly and rather quickly, then that serves to improve somebody's health by removing the cause of disease.
I'm sorry, and my laughter is not it's totally in a respectful way to say, like, it's the fundamental transformation of everything that we know.
Yes.
And let's not put too fine of a point on that. I mean, we're talking about the ability to assemble and disassemble matter with the use of energy and focused energy coming between a human being and an electronic device. Is that
fairly accurate? Correct. And that's what Tesla saw, and frankly, that's what I'm trying to duplicate once again in my laboratory. And I've been quite successful, if I may say so. I have.
Where does scalar come in? I'm sorry, Tom. The word scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R. I want to understand the word.
Sure. In physics, we have two considerations, a vector quantity or a scalar quantity. Now, a vector quantity has direction. A scalar quantity only has magnitude. It doesn't per se have a direction. Well, the term scalar might not be apropos once we really get into it. But suffice to say, many scientists today in vogue is the term scalar energy. Nevertheless, again, that term is synonymous with other types of considerations. Again, scalar energy is chi, prana, zero-point energy. So notwithstanding the current debate as to what we should call this energy, in vogue is the term scalar.
Well, so kind of along the lines of like the force that can't be determined, the missing link in all physics, the you know, the Holy Grail. What's the unseen force between gravity and magnetism and the thing that would the grand unifying theory, right? The GUT. So now tell us specifically now the equipment that you use, and I want to keep an eye on the clock. We've got a few minutes till our next break. Tell us, did you devise the equipment yourself, Tom? Is it something that you adapted from previous stuff? I want to understand like the actual apparatus that you use, and then we'll talk more about the specifics of the therapy.
Sure. The genesis really stems from what Tessa has achieved and another scientist by the name of Hieronymus, Galen Hieronymus. He's not heralded as is Tesla, but Galen Hieronymus was likewise a scalar energy pioneer. So the instruments that I'm using really are following lockstep, if you will, from that of what Tesla did as well as what Hieronymus did. That is, if you will, the ground floor level understanding that I have of scalar energy.
Okay, so describe now, if someone wants to follow along, follow along, yes, can you follow? I don't know, I can't even follow myself, but if someone wants to see some images, they can go to your very easy-to-find website, selfhealgo.com, so that's the word self, heal, like to heal someone, and G-O, go, selfhealgo.com. There are some images, so there's a nice little video on there as well, but I like this image of you holding the fluorescent tubes that are glowing, that they're not connected to a power source. Tell us how that, if you can, tell us how that happens, Tom. How can you make a light bulb glow without it being plugged into a AC power source?
Sure. It's very simple, and that is one of the wonderments of scalar energy. Again, people, I don't work with electricity. I work with a different form of energy, scalar energy. And as the term implies, scalar energy fills an environment. It's something like barometric pressure. Barometric pressure does not necessarily have an immediate direction, but it fills an environment. Well, my scalar energy instruments cause a scalar energy local environment. And in that scalar energy environment, I am able to light up light bulbs readily, easily, routinely. So on my website, you will see some photographs of my ability to hold in my bare hand light bulbs, fluorescent light bulbs, and illuminate those light bulbs by virtue of the fact that I am working with a scalar energy instrument that produces a local scalar energy force field.
Okay, so there's an actual device, and I don't want to ask you for proprietary information or anything, but a device that you have in your on-site at your laboratory or your offices, and you turn that device on, and then it creates this energy field that you then manipulate through the power of your thought?
It's not by the power of my thought. I'm not working per se with a psychic instrument, although I believe scalar energy will work hand in hand with our thoughts, with our emotions. I could train a robot, if you will, to turn on this instrument.
Sure.
A scalar energy instrument has properties that are, again, different from that of electricity. It opens the door to what I would consider very inexpensive energy generation. Why? Because the universe is the power plant. With the electrical grid, we need a power plant. Well, if we were to employ scalar energy, and this is the vision that Nikola Tesla had, he would not need a power plant. The power plant is the universe. Frankly, it's the stars of the universe. So this new form of energy really calls to mind clean, efficient energy in the future that will be relatively inexpensive.
I'm going to stop you right there, Tom. It's a perfect spot, if you don't mind, to take our first break. And thank you so much for being with us. We're going to hold you over for the entire program, so we really want to keep digging in here. So we'll be right back on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Amazing taste is in my bowl with super gravy now. Oh, once I thought dinner was dull, but now I'm howling wild.
Ow!
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network, and this is your host, Anthony Benny. We're here with Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy researcher and Scalar Energy healer. And when we just left off, we were talking about the concept of Scalar Energy, and it's used under some different terms like chi energy. But it's it's an energy force that is not currently within our total understanding, but it's the key to everything that Tom's talking about. Anyone who's really interested in digging deeply into this, go to Tom's website, selfhealgo.com, and read what Tom's written, because it gives you a good background in it. So Tom, you're talking about universal energy, and you know it's one of the biggest issues of our time is, you know, where are we going to get the energy to fuel human civilization and our voracious appetite for things and electronics and industry and all the things that we need to survive, you know, to be frank. Tesla envisioned harnessing the sun with giant, antennas, and then transmitting the power wirelessly. That was one of his biggest dreams, was to free us of the electric wire grid and have energy broadcast through the air, much like radio and TV and other waveforms are broadcast. Does that ring with you as to one of his keys there?
Yes. That indeed resonates with me, and that's what indeed Tesla tried to achieve. He erected a gigantic tower on Long Island called Wardenclyffe, and that tower was a scalar energy generating tower. And indeed, as you said, Tesla envisioned a world without electrical wires, without substations, transformers, power plants, etc. Imagine this. You can capture the energy at a location and then transfer it by way of scalar energy and deliver energy anywhere in the world without the need of satellites, a grid system, a power plant, transformers, telephone wires, cables, etc. That is the world that Tesla envisioned, and that's where we're going with this energy.
Now, didn't people, and I really want to make sure we talk enough about your work, but it's just so fascinating, and since you're such an advocate of studying the work of Tesla, he was really blocked from achieving his dreams because people felt as if it was a threat. I mean, I'm kind of putting my own spin on this, perhaps, but I think he was perceived as a threat to the entire economic structure, because if his system worked, it would mean everything that we had would become obsolete, and we would once again have like a second industrial revolution, and the people in power didn't want that to happen. They were doing quite well with the current system. Is that
exactly? That's true, and that's accurate. J.P. Morgan at one time had an interest in what Tesla was doing, and he provided initially some backing, some financing. But ultimately, Morgan understood that scalar energy would break the monopolies, that scalar energy was far superior to that of any type of power generation, and with that would go down the drain all of the Morgan, J.P. Morgan's monopolies. Well, Morgan pulled the funding, and after that, he frankly became Tesla's enemy, no longer his friend. And that's the influence of power and money, and J.P. Morgan decided upon the side of power and money.
Now, when we look at scalar energy as a healing device, which is one of the key reasons that we were getting together today, and reminded animals are kind of the centrifugal point of Clear Conscience Pet Radio, but we are obviously look at things in a very, very broad sphere. But we're talking about healing and healing animals and at the same time healing humans. And I want to kind of work our way into that through the process of scalar energy healing. When did someone first say, I have devised a method where through photographs and imagery, and I want you to explain how that works. When did that first happen? That someone used the method. So explain to us, I'm sorry if it's such a compound question, how does it work? You know, the draw, because what I saw on the website is you have a picture of the person who you're trying to heal or the animal. Yeah. You then have an image of the pathogen that you want to disassemble. For example, if it's Lyme disease bacteria, you have an image of the Lyme disease bacteria itself, and you disassemble it on the paper and then transfer that image of disassembly through the scalar energy. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to, nail
that's
this
okay.
thing.
Is
that close?
Let's present this. I want to present, first of all, our lemma, our main point, which is scalar energy is different from that of electricity, and scalar energy, due to its unique properties, allows me to treat somebody by way of a photograph. Now, how is that possible? Well, first, by analogy, let's say we have the electromagnetic spectrum in which two cell phones can communicate with one another. We obviously don't need a physical wire between two cell phones.
Right, we do it
well, likewise, yes. Well, likewise, with the ambient energy, if you will, of the universe, I tap myself into the scalar energy matrix, and with that, I'm able to treat people anywhere in the world by way of their photographs. So a photograph of a person acts like a cell phone. So with that in consideration, I take a photograph of a person and place it inside my scalar energy instrument. A photograph has attached to it a light signature. Everybody has a unique light signature on their photograph. And in so doing, that allows me to send energy, to broadcast scalar energy into a person exclusively through the matrix of the force field, the scalar energy force field.
So that's now, like the frequency? Like Tesla was big. He was the first one that came up with the idea of communicating on different frequencies. So that,
exactly.
That light signature is the frequency for that human being that you connect to.
Yeah, let's call it their light signature. It's just as unique as their DNA or their fingerprint.
Okay.
So that allows me to connect with that person. Now, how do I break apart a germ? Well, here's another analogy for you to consider. Any vocalist with a trained voice could conceivably shatter glass with her voice. This has been demonstrated. Some people have such a beautiful voice, such a pitch to their voice, whereby they can project the same resonating frequency of a wine glass and make that wine glass shatter. It's been done many times. Well, that's the law of resonance. And in many ways, I utilize that same principle in order to break apart, to shatter a germ. If a vocalist can shatter a wine glass, I can shatter a germ with scalar energy. Now, how do I do that? Well, I take a magnified photograph, say, of Streptococcus, and I place it inside my instrument. My scalar energy instrument will pick up the resonance, will ascertain the light harmonic of that germ on a piece of paper, and then broadcast that information into a person. So with that informational input, I am able to break apart germs inside people. It's all done by way of this quantum energy. It's an information system that allows me to tell the molecular structure of a bacterium, a virus, a fungus, to break apart, to disassemble. It's fantastic because it's an information system that is accurate, and this information system allows me to control the molecular structure of germs.
Well, that's a perfect place, again, if you don't mind, for us to take a quick break. And I want to tie right back into that issue of the actual disassembly of germs and then some examples of healing episodes with people and animals that you've conducted. So when we come back, we're privileged to have Tom Palladino with us for the rest of the program. So please hang with us here on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Love for the human race. race. Make it a better place.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Pulse Pet Talk Radio Network. We have our special guest here today, Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy healer and researcher. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us today. It's really exciting. And I know it's such a deep subject that, you know, I just want to make sure that people get a chance to just get the sense that this is something that you're 100% serious about. I can't vouch for the authenticity of it. I've not tried the system myself. It's very new to me, but I want everyone to always, you know, our motto here is open mind, open heart, and clear conscience. Just, you know, let it flow. And, you know, we all have a right to our own conclusions, but I believe that you're 100% sincere in your beliefs and in your practice. So I want you to tell us about some when did you first do scalar energy healing? When was your first active, you know, participation in the healing part of this energy?
I would have to say in 1993, a good 20-some years ago, I started working with scalar energy instruments, and I was just fascinated what their potential was. I was just fascinated as to what they could do. So after a good 20 years or so, I've perfected the process, if you will. I'm able to now readily disassemble germs. I frankly think this will be a boon to mankind, and it's just waiting, if you will, to be embraced. It's waiting for mankind to accept this, embrace it, and then use it in wide application.
Now, are there a lot of, I don't know how to ask the question, how many other practitioners are there? Have you trained other people? Is this particular form of therapy yours and yours alone, Tom?
I have been training people. I want this information to get out, but frankly, it's so esoteric that very few people understand this. I believe my process is unique. I don't think there's anybody in the world that is duplicating my results. So in that case, if you will, I am the trailblazer. Well, I'm happy to share the wisdom. I'm happy to share the knowledge with interested and sincere parties. Eventually, the world will have to embrace this in order for this to make any headway. Many people will have to get involved.
Now, you have some wonderful testimonials on your site, so I don't want to, like, you know, choose one of them and just start reading it. I want you to tell us something that resonates with you that's very, very, you know, recent or fresh in your heart that you'd like to share with us, a healing episode, because I think that the power of that is I don't want to stand in the way of it. So just describe a recent healing episode.
Sure. I've been working with people with all types of pathogenic infection. And I would say that, if anything, viruses are the most difficult to treat out because it's different. It's a different geometry. It's much easier to break apart to disassemble a bacterium or a fungus. Well, with the technique that I've perfected in the past 2 years, I could say I am routinely disassembling viruses. In particular, I'm able to help people with herpes infection or with HIV infection. A number of these people have subsequently had viral load tests after my treatments, and the viral load test came back negative, undetectable. So that's a good indication that with a PCR test, there is no more viral load of these viruses after I treat them with scalar energy. Why? Because scalar energy is a primal force in nature that allows me to control, to have mastery over a germ. I simply take a germ, and with scalar energy, I reduce the molecular structure. I disrupt the geometry, if you will. And that germ no longer has a molecular structure. It breaks apart into elements. Hence, the germ, the pathogen, ceases to exist.
So you have, like, for example, people who, you know, were hepatitis C, which is considered pretty much an incurable disease, who underwent your treatment, and you know, you have documentary evidence that they, when retested, were not showing the existence of the virus in their body? Is that
exactly, precisely. After a polymerase chain reaction test, which is considered a highly accurate test, it looks for the genetic material of a germ, in this case for hepatitis C virus, and the individual that submitted to that test came back to me and said, "Tom, for the first time ever, I am hepatitis C negative. There is no detectable trace amount of that RNA in his body." Well, that's very promising.
And sounds and kind of like a cure to me.
Well, I can't use the cure word until we define it, but I will say this. Scalar energy is the fundamental force in nature. It's not me, people. It's energy. And energy allows us to control a germ. And if we can break apart a germ, then you eradicate the cause of pathogenic infection, the germ itself. If the germ has been reduced, if its molecular structure no longer exists, then per se, it's no longer a germ.
Now, what about malignancy? And you know, obviously, the probably, you know, heart disease and cancer are the two biggest killers in our society, certainly. So talk to us a little bit about the process of cells becoming, you know, going rampant, which is really what cancer is. Is there any role for scalar energy in that process? Is that something that you're working on? I don't want to put you on the spot. But
no, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. Yes, to answer your question, I believe scalar energy in the future will prove to be the means, the doorway in which we can finally address cancer on a fundamental level. Well, what is cancer? Let's define it. You look at a base pair, and you either have, frankly, an addition, a deletion, or a substitution. That's known as a mutation. Well, all of that is a misinformation that's imparted upon the cell. My point is that scalar energy is also informational energy, and that scalar energy can properly be used to download the proper information into the human genome. As such, with scalar energy as, again, an information system, we should be able to correct the genome. As such, we should be able to reprogram the human cell.
That's fascinating. Fascinating.
It really is.
It's incredible. Now, you're doing a lot of work, and we're 2 minutes to our next break, and again, it's just going so quickly because it's such a fascinating topic, and you're a great guest. Thank you so much. Hormone replacement therapy, male and female, I don't want to limit you to just the next minute and a half to describe that, but that's such an important area because I think a lot of people have gotten themselves ill from, there's a lot of health risk to doing the actual hormones. So what you're doing is teaching the body to remanufacture those hormones in people who are older who don't have them as naturally as they used to?
Yes, in many ways that's correct. I use scalar energy to assemble male hormones inside the body of a man or female hormones inside the body of a woman. And again, it's all done by way of light. Light allows me to assemble matter. So in this immediate application, I can, and I've discovered the technique, to assemble hormones inside the human body. I do it all by way of light. There's no chemical involved. Scalar energy, again, allows me to have control over physical matter, and in so doing, I can assemble hormones.
So are you claiming to have, and I'm sorry, it doesn't mean to sound combative, but your experience is that you've prevented menopause from occurring or helped to make it more comfortable for a woman, and kind of the same for the male menopause thing by providing this replacement, this natural mechanism for the body to replenish its own hormones.
That's correct. Right. Many women have told me that under this female hormone therapy that they no longer have hot flashes, that they can sleep better. Many women have told me that in many ways they feel greater vitality with this new boost, if you will, of female hormones. I take the male hormone therapy by way of scalar energy. I'm 54 years old, and I feel stronger. I feel more muscular. So indeed, it does work. Go ahead.
We are hitting the break, but I just want to tell everyone, I see your picture on your website, and Tom looks darn good. Not that 54 is old, certainly, but Tom looks like he's in his late 30s, early 40s. So he's got something going on here. So we'll be right back with the amazing Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy Healer, here on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio with your host, Anthony Benny, and today's special guest, Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy Researcher and Healer. And when we took our break, we were discussing the use of scalar energy as a means for hormone replacement therapy, and we've talked a lot about the ability of scalar energy. And again, my mini disclaimer is that I'm fascinated by what Tom has to say. I can't vouch for the fact that it works or it doesn't work. I believe everyone should keep an open mind and look into this because, you know what, the world does change sometimes, and if we're never open to the fact that it can change, it won't. So that said, welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about animals a bit. Our program is focused around the love of companion animals and the human-animal bond, and a huge part of that is keeping our animals healthy, and the area that I focus on most in my day job, so to speak, is the nutritional aspect. But when it comes to healing and issues like mange and Lyme disease and different actual pathogenic diseases in dogs or cats, or other animals as well, I don't want to be only looking at dogs and cats. That tends to be our emphasis. Can you share some stories? And when did you first start applying your healing technology, the scalar energy, to animals as well as people, Tom?
Sure. It applies to people as well as animals. Any living organism can benefit from scalar energy. Keep in mind, people, scalar energy pervades the universe. The stars of the universe generate scalar energy. So it's everywhere. and all biological life forms benefit from scalar energy. Well, in application, if I can disassemble germs for a person, I can likewise do that for dogs, for horses, for birds, for cats. So it has, again, this universal appeal. Scalar energy, as far as I'm concerned, really represents a health regimen for both people as well as animals.
So an actual, and when I was looking through your site and reading about you, you offer different programs, and that just reminded me that you offer kind of specific treatment, but also kind of a, can I call it a maintenance program, a scalar energy, like health overhaul, and tell us how that works. Like, you know, do people ever can sign up like for a whole family and their animals, and you know, tell us some of the like nuts and bolts of how it works, and if you're willing to talk about how much it costs, we're willing to listen. But if you'd rather deal with that on an individual basis, we understand that as well.
Sure, I have developed what, and that's apropos what I would consider to be a scalar energy maintenance program. And there's three standardized processes that I offer to people. Number one, I'm able to break apart to disassemble germs. Number two, I'm able to assemble nutrients. Now, what do I mean by that? With scalar energy, I've discovered a technique whereby I can assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants inside the human body. Well, that's very helpful. That's very beneficial for people. I've had great success, if you will, in providing these essential nutrients that people need. In so doing, their health invariably improves. If I can send light energy into a person and instruct every cell in the body to start assembling nutrients, well, that really is a consummate way, a perfect delivery system, if you will, of nutrients. The third modality that I offer is a chakra balancing. Now, scalar energy is obviously a primal force in nature. Scalar energy can correct our chakras, can reprogram our chakras. Well, the chakras are made out of scalar energy themselves. So a high-powered scalar energy instrument, which is what I work with, can indeed in some way reprogram the seven chakras. The upshot of that is people experience a greater sense of tranquility. Some people have reported that their phobias have diminished or in some cases disappeared. Some people have said that a chakra balancing has helped them to reverse depression or anxiety.
But for those who aren't as familiar, I want to make sure that we define our terms. The chakras are they're derived from kind of the Hindu spiritual where do the chakra theories come from? And just define those areas of the self that the chakras define.
I won't necessarily put any specific philosophy directly in contact in connection with the chakras. Everybody has seven chakras. Well, what are chakras? They are seven scalar energy processing points. We actually have these seven points of light in our body that process and broadcast scalar energy throughout our bodies. Well, those processing points will deliver information, instructions to our emotions, to our endocrine system, etc. So it's my experience with scalar energy that my instrument can in many ways reprogram the seven chakras, and many people will start experiencing now the emotional benefit of this. Again, scalar energy, by virtue of the fact that it can reprogram these seven processing points of light, in so doing, the upshot is people have a greater sense of tranquility, a greater sense of ease and comfort about their lives. All of that plays into the notion that scalar energy is an information system, and that information system can improve our emotional balance.
Now, when I was speaking to someone about the program I was going to be doing with you, someone made a comment, and it kind of took me by surprise, but that's why it's kind of cool to talk to different people. And this person said, well, what if someone had the power to do this and used it incorrectly? And I was like, wow, naive as I am, mm-hmm. or positive thinking, I didn't really think that. Could this, I hate to even ask, but I want to ask because I want to kind of dismiss it if we can. Can this be misused? Is this power, can it be used to to do the opposite of what you intend, which is to help and heal people.
Yes. Yes. To answer your question, yes. And let me use an analogy. You could use a tool, a hammer, either for good or for evil. Obviously, there are many tools in this world. And likewise, there is a balance between good and evil. Well, that's one of the reasons why I, with so much of what I do, I want to make sure that people are properly trained. I haven't gotten to that point yet where I'm about to release my information to the general public.
Right.
I want to make sure that there is a responsible group of people who are morally upright, who are going to use this energy for its proper intention, to help people. I have not yet been approached yet by that group of people. I am, if you will, just beginning to introduce my work, my research, to a broad audience. I'm sure in the future that many people will have an interest in what I'm doing. Again, I'll have to cross that bridge when I come to it, but that's a very good point. That's a salient point, which is you have to find the proper operators, the proper stewards, if you will, for this energy.
Right, right, and that's true of, like you said, of anything that has power. Power can be misused as well as used, and that application is the crux of the matter. Have you had any interaction with the with the so-called academic world, the so-called hard sciences, the folks that believe that they know the difference between truth and non-truth and reality and fiction, which I don't believe those lines are very clear, but that ivory tower mentality. Have you had to try to encounter that in some of your work?
Well, to date, as of this broadcast, I have not been approached by one university or one scientific body regarding my research. It is somewhat telling. It tells me that fear of reputation and fear of status probably supersedes the need for inquiry, the passion for science. I'm quite successful in what I'm doing. The fact that my work has not been accepted and not been addressed by academia at all tells me that there's undercurrents, and that those undercurrents serve to suppress what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kind of like the Tesla situation in your own right.
Exactly.
Now, we are right up against a break, but I just wanted to give us a quick example of a. I don't want to actually do that because then we'll be cutting you off. So before we go, I just want to before we take our break, remind everyone again how to get in touch with Tom Paladino, because he's ready and willing and able to talk to you about your own needs and trying to help you with any health issues that you have. And like I said, we don't vouch, we don't endorse. What we do is we give you access to really interesting information and alternatives, and you make your own decisions. But the website is selfhealgo.com, and the phone number is 805-364-3051. And you can get that on the website, selfhealgo.com. So when we come back, we'll try to get a little bit more into the animal part of it, but it is what it is, and we're just happy to have you with us, Tom, and we will be back in 1 minute on Clear Conscience Pet Radio.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, can't wait,
I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul Pet Talk Radio Network, of course. And we're here with Tom Palladino, Scalar Energy Healer and follower and student and advocate of the work of Nikola Tesla. And for those of you who are not familiar with Tesla, go on Netflix. There's a great documentary. I think it'd really be an eye-opener as to the role he's played in our current electronic civilization. It's quite remarkable. So welcome back, Tom. Now, we were just talking during the break a little bit about animal healing, and you brought up a really cool angle, which is when we're doing work with animals, the so-called placebo effect, where just the desire to get better or the knowledge that you're being treated can influence a cure. That shouldn't exist with animals. Now, there might be some differing on that, but I'll leave that for a moment. So if an animal gets cured of a condition based on using scalar energy, we can at least assume that they didn't fake it to make you happy.
That's a great point. There is no, obviously, placebo effect with an animal. I've treated many dogs, cats, and horses. Invariably, by eradicating pathogens from their body, I have a process now whereby I can address over 25,000 species of germs. And in so doing, I can eradicate potentially over 25,000 species of viruses, bacteria, fungi, whether it's in a person or in a dog. Now, when you have such consummate control over germs as I do, invariably, most people, most animals are going to feel much better. And as we address, there is no placebo effect with a dog or a cat. They don't know they're being treated with scalar energy. So if we have to look exclusively at the cause and effect relationship and whether the dog or cat feels better, in many cases they do, well, the only conclusion is it's scalar energy that's serving to break apart, to disassemble the germs in their body. It's not psychosomatic. These animals do not know anything about scalar energy.
Well, that would seem to be, you know, a reasonable conclusion to make. I mean, they're not plugging into the verbiage of this and the explanation of it. They're just feeling the effect. And I happen to know that our producer of this network had an experience with his own dog, and I don't know if he wanted to share it or not, but this led to this interview that a very positive result occurred. So, I don't want to share personal information, but I do want to say that this was a personal testimonial that was conveyed to me. So, I think that's just remarkable. Now, with animal, illnesses, especially with, again, the thing that you seem to really focus on most, which is the elimination of pathogens, what are some of the conditions? Lyme disease is obviously has to be a big one in people and in animals. Have you had a lot of experience with Lyme?
Yes, a tremendous amount. What's really pertinent to know about Lyme disease, it's been identified that a spirochete, a bacterium, Borrelia burgdorferia, is the causative agent of Lyme disease, and that's true and accurate, well, to a certain extent. A tick bite, or in this case many times a flea bite, can indeed serve as a vector for transmitting Borrelia burgdorferia. Now, it is not only that pathogen, but there are hundreds of other pathogens that can be imparted by a tick bite.
Uh-huh.
So that's the key in addressing Lyme infection. There are other bacteria and protozoan that can indeed be passed on by transmitted by a tick bite.
Stop, Tom, for a second, because this is something very important, because you get these tick serology tests done by your veterinarian, and if they only test for Lyme, there are so many more. They can't test for everything, but they do have a much wider panel available, and you need to tell your doctor if your dog is lethargic, if you're concerned that they may have Lyme or something similar, to do a full tick panel, not just a test for Lyme. Is that fair enough, Tom?
Yes, thank you. That's appropriate.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's just important information. So
no.
Go ahead, please.
No. And let's again isolate the case of Lyme infection. So it's a number of pathogens that could be producing Lyme-like illness. Well, how do I address that? Again, I have a process whereby I am able to disassemble over 25,000 potential That's the key word, potential species of pathogens in your body. So let's say a person comes to me and they have 20 of those species of germs in their body. I can indeed, with scalar energy, disassemble 20 species of germs that are causing an illness out of a universal approach, potentially of 25,000 species in total. My point is this. Nobody has obviously 25,000 species of germs that infect them. But my process is so consummate, I feel confident that people who come to me, that I should be able to improve their health, and many of them significantly, on account of the fact that I have such a far reach. I am able to potentially treat out over 25,000 species of pathogens.
Wow. That's all I can say. I'm sorry, that's such a lame comment, but just wow. I mean, this is, you know, obviously world-changing, and I'm going to segue from the fact that the things you're discussing are world-changing. I mean, we can't really even begin to scratch much beyond the surface of the impact of the things that Tom is talking about. I encourage you to go to his website, and that, again, is selfhealgo.com, and you have a tremendous large Facebook following, I noticed last night, so please, you know, join in with Tom. You'll be able to connect to the Facebook page directly from the website. Now, I want to bring up something, and I want to be very cautious about it because, you know, there's an increasing sense of concern and stress out there about this, and rightfully so, and that's the Ebola epidemic in West Africa and the instances of Ebola that are now, you know, occurring in other countries. Now, you had sent us an email a couple of nights ago, and it said that you had involved yourself with the care or treatment of the nurse in Spain who was the healthcare worker who contracted the Ebola virus. Yes. Can you tell us about that experience? And I'm just, again, I want to tell people that this is, you know, I'm allowing Tom to express this, and it is what it is, and we can't vouch for it, but I really want to hear Tom tell us about it.
Sure. I have been treating Teresa Ramos. She is the nurse in Spain who has been identified as carrying the Ebola virus. She's been under quarantine. Well, a few days ago, Teresa Ramos was in critical condition. Now her health is improving, gradually improving. I have been treating her for the past week. And with my scalar energy technique, I am once again confident scalar energy can break apart, can disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi, including the Ebola virus. Well, it's my contention that since I have been able, fortunately, to treat Teresa Ramos, this nurse in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, prior to hemorrhaging, that's the key. I have to start the scalar energy treatments prior to bleeding, prior to hemorrhaging. If I can do that, I can treat out the Ebola virus, and the prospect for recovery is almost guaranteed. Now, as a litmus test, you'll recognize that another nurse in the United States has contracted the Ebola virus. Her name is Nina Pham. I have been treating this nurse in Dallas for the Ebola virus. And it's
now,
my
just to
contention,
be clear, you're doing this on your own volition, and these
correct.
Folks are not involved. This is something you've taken upon yourself, correct, Tom?
That's correct. That's
okay.
correct.
I just want to make that clear.
This is my unilateral responsibility.
I totally understand and accept that.
Okay. And I'm intervening because, frankly, these people are going to succumb to this Ebola virus. It carries a mortality rate between 60 and 70%. Well, with Nina Pham, this Dallas nurse that I have been treating with scalar energy, it's my contention that I've already been able to treat out, to disassemble the Ebola virus. And you will see that Nina will make a rather speedy recovery from Ebola infection. All of this is done by way of light. All I need is a photograph of a person in order to send them energy by way of my scalar energy instrument. And in so doing, you could use these two examples of these two nurses. They're doing better, and eventually they will be given a clean bill of health and will walk out of the hospital.
That's I'm dumbfounded. I'm sorry. I'm not often speechless, as people who know me will tell you. I don't want to be glib, you know, I mean, in light of the impact of what you just said. I mean, you've basically, in a kind and loving way, at least as I interpret it, you've reached out to these individuals, and and you've decided to convey this energy that you feel as if you can channel to help heal them, and in so doing, hopefully, to point the way towards greater healing for lots more people. It's like, can this be done on a mass level? Can you can you influence populations through this method? I mean, this, I'm getting a little wild here, but getting towards the end, I want to like stretch us as far as we can go.
Yes, you can. And I've used this analogy before. Walk into a baseball or a football stadium and take a photograph of 10,000 people sitting in the stands. And provided that photograph shows some part of their skin, in order for me to treat a person, I need to be able to photograph, capture some part of their skin, say a face or a hand or a leg. I could treat 10,000 people per photograph.
Right.
Now imagine that. A photograph allows me to treat a person. Well, frequently people will send me a photograph of their entire family. I'll treat 5, 7, 10 people in a family or in an extended family. Well, it works with a family of 10. It could also work for a group photograph of 100 or 1,000 people. So what is my what's my statement? I could easily treat 500,000 people a day with scalar energy if I had people providing me with the photographs.
Wow. Well, again, I'm sorry. I am sounding as stupid as I can possibly sound. It's just when I asked that question, I have to tell everyone this was not a prepared question. I just, as we are going through this process, I'm thinking, well, you know, where's the limit? And this is a limitless resource, therefore only our own imagination and power of our spirit, I guess, is the only limit to this. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Why? Because scalar energy is the infinite matrix of the universe. Scalar energy is everywhere. Stars are everywhere. Stars produce this scalar energy field. It is an information field. And hence, we can tap into this hologram, this information field, and we can do an infinite number of things with it. That's the beauty of scalar energy. The information already exists. We simply have to realize that and then tap into the energy highway.
And scalar energy is not, not only is it not mutually exclusive with a spiritual or a religious belief, and I kind of saved that till the very end here because that's always so personal, but scalar energy is, in a sense, a definition of part of what some people refer to as God. Is the all power? It's the power beyond all power and behind all power. Yeah. Is there something there that we can kind of connect and kind of get away from dogmatic religious thought and into the broad spirit that the scalar energy is proof of a greater power than we understand.
Thank you. I'll give you two statements. Number one, scalar energy is a direct manifestation from God. If a carpenter uses a hammer and if a computer programmer uses software, God uses scalar energy, scalar light, to create the universe. And secondly, in application, all of you are familiar with the scalar energy instrument. The Ark of the Covenant that Moses and the Israelites had was a scalar energy instrument. The Ark of the Covenant exhibited peculiar characteristics. The Ark of the Covenant was broadcasting scalar energy.
It was the one of the earliest scalar energy devices.
Yes.
And if I say wow one more time, I should be banished from the radio for life, which could happen anyway. But Tom, we are so grateful for you spending so much time with us, and we extended a little bit beyond our regular time because I just wanted to make sure that we got as deeply into this as we could. But I want to encourage anyone who's hearing these words to check this out yourself. And we didn't talk money. I have no idea what these services cost, and I want you folks to just approach Tom on your own, tell him what your needs are, and if there's something that you need help with, consider it. That's all I have to say. No endorsement, just say open mind, open heart, and that's what we're trying to be all about here at Clear Conscience Pet Radio. So, Tom Palladino, selfhealgo.com, 805-364-3051. Don't dismiss it until you at least try to understand it, folks. And Tom, it's so gracious of you to be with us for our entire hour today. And please promise to come back with us again sometime in the near future so we can dig even further into this. And we look forward to communicating with you off the air as well.
Always a pleasure. Thank you sir.
You're very welcome. And thank you all for being with us here on Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we'll see you next week.